At the same time those judges were hearing arguments over President Trump's immigration order, a plane originating from Turkey landed at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The plane was carrying two Syrian refugee families. Susie Ahn from member station WBEZ was there for their arrival.
Sister and brother Aya and Mohammed Hashkalov had just gotten off work from their new food packing jobs. They were eager to finally reunite with their older sister's family, especially their baby niece.
I want my niece because I very miss her.
Hug my niece and my sister. This dream.
The welcome party at O'Hare's International Terminal was lively with colorful signs and gifts, including a stuffed animal for the baby. But the backdrop was tense as TVs broadcast the hearing over the travel ban. Five members of the Hashkalov family, mother, father, two brothers, and a sister, were resettled in Chicago in September, before the presidential election. Since then, they've been busy. Actress Julia Sweeney is part of the family's mentoring team.
We've, like, just met with the family, took them grocery shopping, helped them with doctor appointments, taking them out, trying to show them how to do the subway system, bus system.
Bara, the oldest sister, was supposed to arrive with her husband and daughter last week, but were caught in the crosshairs of the executive order indefinitely banning Syrian refugees. After a federal judge temporarily halted that order, the family was able to fly to Chicago. After what seemed to be a speedy process through customs, the final members of the Hashkalov family were welcomed with cheers and cheerful embraces. The eight family members were finally reunited. Older sister Bara Hashkalov spoke about her arrival through translator Suzanne Salul.
And this is what she expected from the American people, that they are so warm and welcoming.
Bara says she's looking forward to rebuilding their lives in what she calls the country of dreams. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.